Tonight's Shia is Simon Resh Mem Gimel, the second half of Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch told us the halacha is that there's a difference between a soda and a merchas, between a field and a bathhouse, that a field you can lease to a non-Jew, and there's two ways to make a lease, either a resus, a sharecrop with a percentage, or a straight-out lease pays a set fee, and then the one who rents it gets all the proceeds. That's fine by fields, but it doesn't work that way when it comes to a bathhouse. There's a Mars Ayin halacha that it looks as if, even if you did it that way, it looks as if the Yid hired the non-Jew to work in the business on Shabbos, and since Amir La'akam is Osir, even this case of Mars Ayin on Amir La'akam is Osir. So the Machaber differentiates between fields and bathhouse, and we finish by saying that a tanur, an oven, is the same as a merchatz, but a rechayim, a mill, would be like a field. Says the Ramah, even though in the case of field and mill, the non-Jew will not split even 50-50. Maybe he'll just get a third or a quarter of the proceeds. So the Yid is going to get two-thirds, three-quarters of the proceeds. He's benefiting from the fact that the non-Jew is there on Shabbos. Shari, the halacha, that's okay. Dana Yehudi adaita denafshi oivid, because it's not that the Jew is instructing the non-Jew to work. The non-Jew works on his own volition. That's always the key. We need adaita denafshi oivid. He's doing it on his own. Mishtabur sifkot test. Be'afa pi v'chudu. Aso debirchayim kreid. This refers back to the field and the mill. That's permitted. Da mechaber mari b'schiris. The Shulchan Aruch said that you can lease it to the non-Jew. For whom Mosif Dafa Risus Motu, the Ramah is adding that even a sharecrop situation is fine. But Machaber Gamkin Sphere the Kain, the Shulchan Aruch agrees to this. There's not a Machlokas, Machaber Ramah. Dimitam Zehit Beschir is a canal. The same reason why the Machaber allows when you lease it, because of Daita Danashi Kovit, so too by a Risus. El Shuber Behedi. So the Ramah is just explaining, making it very clear that it's either one of two cases, either when it's a straight out lease for the year, or whether it's a sharecrop situation when the proceeds are divided by percentages. Sifka and Yud Rak L'Shlish V'Chulu, even if the Eni Yehudi gets a third or a quarter. V'Davka B'Zeh, should know that Eni Yehudi Chel B'Tvor, it's only allowed in such a case where the non-Jew takes a percentage of the crop. Avlim Sochar Ha'Eni Yehudi La'Avod Bo Kol Hashana. But let's say the Yid, who owns the field, hires a non-Jew to work in the field for the year. And the Jew gets all the produce. The Jew gets all the profits. He just pays a set wage to the non-Jew. After me, Dina Bezeh Gam Kein Shari, even though the Iker Halacha, this would be permitted. The El Yehudi Adayta Denashi of it, because the non-Jew is working of his own volition. The Afim Lo Yizab Ova Yachosh V'Yikzah Sada B'Shabbos, because even if he would not show up on Shabbos, he won't fertilize, he won't plow, he won't harvest on Shabbos. All these things he could do on weekdays. So if he does it on Shabbos and he hurries to do it on Shabbos, that's his own decision. But it's still aser. Because it'll lead to suspicion that he's paid by the day. They're not going to assume this is some kind of sharecropper situation. When everyone sees at the end, that the non-Jew gets no produce. He gets no percentage. As we explain later in Mem Dalet. So if the Yid hires the guy to work in the field and the Yid keeps all the proceeds, that would be also, again, because of the Maris Ayin, it looks like he's hired specifically to work on Shabbos. Vida, and you should know, the Bemerchatz Kegavna, now if this was a case of a bathhouse, the Yid who owns the bathhouse hires a non-Jew to work all year. And the Yid takes all the profit of Shabbos. Midina also, that's also me'ikur hadin. And this again was mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah in his Hakdama to the Siman. For who I didn't bear chaybof, and said the same is true with a mill in such a case. The hod sharidim betchila medina, that which we allow me'ikur hadin. Hardafka besoda ukadim, that's only by a field or something similar to a field. The hamalacha ketsuva, there's set chores that have to be done. The efshal hashlima chol eis, and they can be done at any time. It could be done on Sunday. It doesn't have to be done on Shabbos. Then revach li Yisrael b'mesha oisa any Yehud b'Shabbos. So it's not like the Jew profits because the non-Jew decided to work on Shabbos. If he doesn't do it on Shabbos, he'll do it on another day. In such a case, we say that the non-Jew works of his own decision. When you deal with a bathhouse, if you deal with a mill, it's not like there are set chores every day. Each day, you have separate profits by people who come and use the bathhouse or use the mill. If the mill is idle or the bathhouse is idle for that day, then the yid suffers a loss for that day. So in such a case, we say that any malacha done, any activity done, is for the Jew. And there it's absolutely forbidden, no different than hiring someone for the day. Even though the worker gets paid, we don't say that he's working of his own choice. Since the yid is benefiting from the work done on Shabbos, even according to the Taz later on Siman Reishim Dalet, the matter of Rab that allows according to the Rambam, near the Asur Gam Ken Bezemidin. In this case, we Asur Meikra Din, the Regilus LaHakbidal and Yehudi Kishvat LaEzayom, because the owners will be upset if the Nanju doesn't show up to work on any day, including Shabbos. Vikiva de Medina also said, since you deal with a situation that's Asur Meikra Din, I feel an Esparsim Shesachar LaShana, even if you publicize that the Naju is hired for the year and not for the day, and even if it's beyond the boundaries of the city, so we eliminate the Maris Ayin concern, it's still Asr, because the Isser here isn't the Maris Ayin Isser, the Isser here is Me'ikar Adin. The only way to allow this would be if the Naju would take some of the profit of Shabbos. The Ozamina the Daita the Nafshi of, then we could say that the Naju is working of his own choice. Then it would be permitted by the mill or the bathhouse. Only in a place when it's public knowledge that this is the arrangement and you don't have the Maris Ayin. Give a sif base like we say in sif base. And certainly, if the Yid would sell the whole operation to the Naju on Erev Shabbos, that would be permitted. The Sharatzin Tezvav says, in such a case, there's no concern of earning money on Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos, it was sold to the non-Jew. By Schirus, you have to deal with Havlah over a period of time, so it's not noticeable Schach Shabbos. Se'if Beis, Afilu Merchatz O Tanur, even in the case of the bathhouse or oven, where we said there's a Maris Ayin problem, if the rent to the non-Jew is leased by the non-Jew year after year, and therefore became public knowledge that he's not hiring workers, rather he's leasing it to them and they're doing their own thing, or if this is the common practice of most people in that place, that this is what they do, they lease out the bathhouse, they lease out the ovens, or if it's commonplace to make it with percentages, then it's mutter l'haskim l'en Yehudi, then it would be mutter to rent it out to the non-Jew, or to give it to him in a case where they split the profits, because the whole concern is a Maris Ayin, and in a place where this is common, everyone knows that that's the arrangement, then there is no Maris Ayin. Thama adds, v'afilu b'malkam ha'osur, even in a place when it's not allowed, if the Jew doesn't actually own the bathhouse or the oven, rather the Jew rented it from a non-Jew, then he goes and sublets it to a non-Jew, sure, that's okay. The Ein Shem HaYisrael Nikra Alav, no one looks at it and says, oh, that's the Yid's bathhouse, that's the Yid's tanur. Similarly, im yesh merchas beveis dira, let's say you have a private bath. So no one used the bath except people in the house. And they all know, the household knows, just Sechor and Yehudi, that a non-Jew rented it. Shari, that's okay. If, in fact, they did rent it out to a non-Jew in a place that it's Arsa, where you do have the Maris Ayin, some say Shechor Mutter, some say that the rental money he receives is permitted. The Yesh Oymish also, others say it's forbidden. That's the ikur halacha. You're not supposed to do it, and if you did it, we make like a kanas. You can't use that money. Ayin lekamon, so simreshim. Hey, look later at the end of simreshim. Mishdeburah sevkan yur alf. Motu v'chula olitna v'chula. If it's commonplace to lease it to non-Jews, or it's done year after year, and everyone knows there's a pirsum, then it's mutter. The sulek chashada, because then there's no suspicion. Even though in that place and that person they only rented out, but it's mutter to do it with sharecropping or to take percentages, the yistlu de hiskiru lo, they will assume that it was rented to him. So basically, the allowance is because no one is choshed that he's hired for the day. So at that point, if they're not choshed hired for the day, it makes no difference. Even if they only rent it and he's doing arisus, the arisus is mutter. Because even though no one does arisus, we said before, it's very uncommon to do percentages with a bathhouse because you can't keep track of who comes. It doesn't make a difference. People assume there's a schiris. People assume it was a rental. Since it's so common to rent it out, even if you did an arisus, people assume it's a rental. And that's the question. What do people look at it? They don't assume he's hired for the day. They assume he rented it to him. Sefkan Yud Beis, Rak Secharam, even a place where it's usur, if the Jew rents it from a non-Jew and then sublets it, that's okay. Beis Yosef Hei B'Shem Tshuvas HaGa'onim. Beis Yosef quotes the Tshuvas HaGa'onim. Do what then, based on the logic, the same would be true. Im Kana Me'en Yehudi, let's say the Yid bought the bathhouse from a non-Jew. V'Tekef, and immediately, Kodim Sheyashma, before he settled in, before it was known that this is Cohn's bathhouse, his skira, right away he turns around and rents it out. V'Nikrishmolav, so his name was never called on it. So that would be permitted. We can rely on that. So just like if I lease it from a non-Jew and sublet it to a non-Jew, no one looks at it as if it's the Jew's property. So too, if the Jew were to buy it and then turn around and sell and lease it out, that's also permitted. Sefkar Yud Gil, Me'ena Yehudi, he rented it from a non-Jew. Demha Yishal Yisrael, if he rents it from a Yid, near Dasa, then it's Fataka forbidden. If a Yid rents out the Merchatz to another Yid, and the second Yid wants to rent it out to a non-Jew, you have a problem. Because everyone will suspect the original owner, She'en Yehudi Huschir Yomo, that the non-Jew working there is his hired hand for the day. So that would be a problem. So he goes and sublets it. Some say that renting it out to the non-Jew is only okay if the Yid did not settle into that merchatz. The example, the same way the Beis Yosef quoted when he buys it and then turns around and rents it to a goy, it has to be before he ever lives in it. Even if he rents it from a goy, then sublets it to another goy, he can never live in it in the middle. Look at Eliyahu and other chum they write. That if you rent it from a non-Jew, even if the Yid did settle in there for a while, Motel Haskirle any Yehudi, it is allowed to sublet it to a non-Jew. But Nikushmolov, because still it's not his name. His name is not on it, even if he was there for a while. Sivkan Tesvah, Bevestira. Dumai gives a case if someone has a bath in his private home, a private bath, and the only ones who use it are the household. This bath is not in a public thoroughfare. It's in his yard, in one of his homes. And therefore, if the only ones who use it on the weekdays are the household, shari, then it's permitted to lease it to a non-Jew. No one is aware there's a bath there. And those who are living there, they all know that he rented it out to the non-Jew. But if other people start using that bath, then it becomes public knowledge there's a bathhouse there. That bathhouse initially was associated with the Yid. And when people see smoke coming out of there on Shabbos because they're heating up the water, everyone assumes that the Yid dispatched the non-Jew to light up the fires. Everyone will assume he was asked by the Yid to do this. And that's a problem. The kol zek shu bebeis dirah. Now this is only because the merchatz is in his beis dirah, in his private domain. But if someone owns a bathhouse and it's in a public thoroughfare, everyone sees it. So then even though it was only used by the family, it wasn't used for the whole world, it will still be also to lease it to a non-Jew and he'll work there on Shabbos and do it on Shabbos. Because everyone knows there's a bath there. Not everyone knows he rented it to the non-Jew. So writes many achron.
Remember the principle that kol madaser be'marisayin afilu chadrika dor maser?
Excellent question. So the answer is, in such a case, when it's only chashad and isra bonon, so we're mekel. Because it's not an isra diraisa, that the whole isra to begin with, really. V'yesh mekilin oth, some are even more lenient. Dimu oime b'shus acher b'fnei atzmo shlo b'chatzero, that if the bathhouse is in a different domain, it's not in his personal yard. Then even if other people use it, then it would be permitted. Because not everyone will assume it's his, since it's not in his domain. The people who are neighbors know. The neighbors, they probably know that if they know that it's his, they'll also know that he rented it to the non-Jew. Now, if he rented it to the non-Jew, he wasn't supposed to, because people now assume that he is hiring the non-Jew to work their jobs. And he gets a wage, he gets a rental fee. So some say the schar is mutter, some say it's also. V'achronim eskimu, d'achronim agree as follows. Lo, please, not a machlekes. D'amokim d'mutter medina, in a case when really it should be permitted. Gonshi hisker ha-merchos en Yehud l'shanol chodesh, where he rents the bathhouse to the non-Jew for a year, for a month. So there's no issue of taking profits from Shabbos, the halahu b'avlo. Everything is swallowed in the month of the year. The whole issue is appearances. Canal b'sif alf, like I said before, in sif alf. In such a case, b'diyavid, if he did it, he can take the money from the non-Jew. But if it's a daily rental, in such a case, it's forbidden maker halacha, because he's taking wages from Shabbos. Lachain, therefore, afilu heve any hu demi atzma ma'os, even if the non-Jew comes by himself to pay. Asur lekabel himenu, you're not allowed to take the money. Kvash kasu b'sim reishim hei sifov, like we say in sim reishim hei sifov. V'ayin shom asher kasav, the Mishnah Berurah, look there in sim reishim hei, where we're in the Mishnah Berurah. V'ham halacha mutels al yisrael, and if the work is the yid's responsibility, Ayin Reish Simen Reish Mem Hei, look at Simen Reish Mem Hei. So the question is like this. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you lease it to the goy for a year or so, year or 2 years, so then everyone knows it belongs to the non-Jew, and at that point, there's no problem if he's working on Shabbos and the like. So that was how they created Pirsum in those days. That's how you publicize something. What about taking it in the paper? The notes write that if you publicize in the newspapers that this business has been leased to the non-Jew, then Shevet Alevi writes, that's even better than a year or two of practice. So there are ways to publicize that this business is now a different business. You know, the Mechaber's case was in those days, year after year, so then it becomes public knowledge. But if we can use advertisements or other means to get the word out, and people don't associate this business with a Yid anymore, so then you're in good shape. As soon as you've done that, so you don't have the Maris Ayin. Because, and again, the halacha, you didn't do anything wrong. The whole issue was a Maris Ayin. I rented it to him. The question is, people think that it's still the Jew's business and I hired him to work on Shabbos in my store instead of just leasing the whole operation to him. There are things you could do to create a pirsum that this is not a Yiddish business anymore. So once you have the pirsum, then there's no Maris Ayin. The whole concern is a Maris Ayin. If you get rid of that Maris Ayin through pirsum, that would be fine.